I'm Erin Williams with St. Louis Public Radio, and I'm here with Phil Betts, who is born and raised in St. Louis. Welcome, Phil.
Hello, Erin. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So, Phil, in this series, I have spoken with an Indian American in St. Louis and a Native American they've both grown up in St. Louis, and you are African American. So how has your experience been growing up as an African American male in St. Louis? It's like the majority of the minority in St. Louis.
Right. So what, I guess the question is like, what makes me think of myself as a minority, I guess.
Yes.
And so, I guess what I consider, or when I think of myself being a minority, living in, North St. Louis and living in the city, the beautiful people that I grew up with in my block, most of those people do not have college degrees. And most of the men don't have jobs that support families or have families and their kids living with them. And I consider that, you know, myself being a minority in that way. And I also consider the wife that I've chosen to be with. You know, I have I didn't marry a black woman. You know, I have a mixed race wife, and we have mixed race kids, and we're raising our kids, our large family, in North City on the block that I grew up in. And so those things put me in a minority, at least on my block, in my nuclear neighborhood type of thing. And so I think with that, when you talk about the torch bearing aspect of that, I guess other than raising my kids, me setting an example for that, you know, being a man in the house, being the man of the house and raising my kids and happily walking them up the street, taking them to school every day. I want to raise that torch for that. And if I'm an example, I want to be an example for that. And valuing education as well. I think that is, or higher education is, kind of a minority in my block.
What was your neighborhood like growing up back in the day?
Back in the day, the neighborhood was interesting. When my parents moved into my neighborhood, it was more of a racial mix than it is now. So now it's considered a black neighborhood. Before, when I was growing up in the 80s, I remember that they were actually, you know, white folks on my block. There's still a couple left across the street, but it was more of a mix. But when I grew up in that neighborhood, on that block, actually, there were more people my age. And so I grew up with some kids in the neighborhood.
When the time came for you to think about colleges, did you want to stay around St. Louis or were you ready to get out?
Yes, I wanted to get out of the city, I imagine, because I only applied to two colleges. That was Howard in D.C. and Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State accepted me first, and so that's where I went.
What did you feel was different when you left and were living outside of the state of Missouri for the first time? How did things feel?
It was the deafening silence for me. Kansas was so quiet at night. And so I remember being in my dorm room and not hearing sirens, not hearing cars, gunshots, things like that. It took an adjustment. I'd never heard silence before. And so, I mean, that was different. That took getting used to, but that's something that was easy to get used to, really. When my future wife moved to St. Louis, we laid roots in South City. We stayed in South City for 1 year, and then we moved into the house that I grew up in back in North City.
Wow.
Yeah, so
you did a 360.
Yeah.
You didn't do a 180, you did a 360. And in one way or another kind of came back to where you started.
Right, came back to where I started, and that's currently where we are. Megan and I, we made a conscious decision that we were going to stay here. This is where we were going to lay roots, basically. And we wanted to be in the city. We wanted our children to have that city upbringing in terms of knowing how to navigate urban areas type of thing. My wife is from Kansas, so her family were farmers. And so, you know, we're going to get, you know, from her influence, from my influence, we're going to get, I think we're going to have some interesting, well-rounded children. But we wanted them to be here in St. Louis, in the city of St. Louis.
How is it living in St. Louis as an adult as opposed to being here as a kid and then as a teenager? What seems different to you that you want to make sure that your children have the same experience of?
You do see things quite differently growing up here and raising children here. I want them to have the experience of having neighbors that they see, having kids that they play with, going to public schools. I went to public schools, St. Louis Public School, starting in the middle school. Before that, I was in parochial schools and private schools. I think what formed me was, you know, the St. Louis Public Schools and getting those relationships. Being in close proximity of a lot of different type of people, different people in terms of culture, backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds. I just think that being in the city, being in an urban area will afford you a lot more diversity of experience.
Why do you love St. Louis so much? What is it?
I guess because of that, some of that stigma that we have is sort of like it's a resilient thing, you know. I think I got a great education here. I think that it helped mold me to be who I am. And I think I'm a pretty cool person. so I think St. Louis made me. And so if I can, you know, help make St. Louis what I think it can be, I'm all about it. I'm Phil Betts, and I was born and raised in St. Louis.
I have been speaking with Phil Betts. He is a 37-year-old African-American who shared with me his experience of being born and raised in St. Louis.